It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. Yesterday, Democratic and Republican primary voters went to the polls to select candidates for the 2014 general election. But for 3rd District Republicans, it's not over yet. We'll get to that in a moment. The big race last night was for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. State Senator Joni Ernst is the winner. She'll face current Democratic 1st District Congressman Bruce Braley in November. Now, they're competing for Tom Harkin's Senate seat. He's retiring. University of Northern Iowa political scientist Donna Hoffman joins me now to discuss last night's results. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Clay.
So Ernst was projected to win the primary. Was it a surprise that she won by so much?
It was a good, healthy margin. And I think a month ago, a lot more people would have said that the high likelihood of going to convention to pick the nominee there. It was seen as being a race between her and Mark Jacobs. And she really then came out with some provocative ads that got a lot of play in the state, more in terms of the buzz than actual airtime. And she began to pull away in the last couple of weeks of before the primary. And so she'll face Bruce Braley then.
And what sort of strategy do you think Bruce Braley and Joni Ernst will employ against one another when they're running for the seat in November?
Now that Joni Ernst has won her primary, she has to keep her focus on raising funds. Bruce Braley has been raising funds without a primary opponent in the time that she's been campaigning against her Republican contenders. And also, remember, the primary yesterday was a closed primary, and so it had Democratic participants, it had Republican participants, but no party voter, unless they were willing to be a Democrat or a Republican for the day, do not participate in that event. And there are a lot of those people in the state of Iowa, and so now the attention has to turn to a different kind of voter for Joni Ernst, and she has to set her sights on the general election voter, and that's a bit different beast than the Republican primary voter.
Iowa has never sent a woman to Washington. Do you see gender coming into play during this general election?
It'll certainly be talked about a lot because, as most people know, because we talk about it in the state, we're one of two states that have never elected a female member of Congress. You know, we have had, you know, female nominees go forward, but never have they been successful in getting a congressional seat. And we will have State Apple in the 3rd District as well, being one of the nominees for that open seat. And so Joni Ernst won't get all the attention in that regard, but will be a fair amount of attention given to the role that gender plays in Iowa in these elections, and especially these open elections, because open elections are the most competitive.
Now, you bring up Democratic candidate for the 3rd District, Stacey Apple. Looking at the Republican side, the nomination process for the Republican candidate in the 3rd District will go to convention. Now, the last time this happened in Iowa was in 2002. What happens at convention?
Well, at convention, because none of the candidates were able to garner 35% of the vote or more, the district delegates to the convention would pick who is going to be the party's nominee. So the delegates, when this goes to convention, will look at the candidates. They're not required to pick the candidate that gets the most votes, even though they didn't get above that 35% threshold. They can look at all different kinds of factors in terms of who they want to represent the party going forward in the general election.
Now, currently, Republican State Senator Brad Zahn is in the lead. He faced Leonard Boswell, the Democrat, a few years ago. What does he have to do to win?
Well, interestingly enough, his fundraising in this particular election has not been as good as some of the other candidates in the field. And certainly fairly well known, being mayor of Urbandale previously. And so convention delegates may have a question in terms of the performance that he put in terms of his fundraising for this particular election, and they may look to other candidates. Typically, when we think about a convention in Iowa on the Republican side, we think about those delegates picking typically who they consider to be the most conservative candidate, but that may not necessarily hold because this is certainly a seat that Republicans want to hold. But there is also the notion of electability that could play a role here. And if listeners recall, earlier in the season, the convention season, as we went to county conventions, district conventions, the Branstad faction of the Republican Party really made a concerted effort to get what we might consider to be more establishment Republicans as delegates. It is very unpredictable, I think, at this point as to who might walk away with the nomination for the party.
One other race I want to focus on, and that is the U.S. House in District 1. It's an open race since Representative Bruce Braley is running for Senate. Now, the northeast corner of Iowa is rather purple. How competitive of a race do you foresee between Republican Rod Blum and Democrat Pat Murphy?
It'll be competitive because it is an open seat. And while it is a district that is generally considered to be leaning Democratic, those things do fluctuate during a general election campaign. And you can see interesting movements in that, especially if a candidate has a particularly bad gaffe or something to that effect. And so that can be somewhat fluid. But this certainly is a competitive district. And in the first district, there's a plurality of those no-party voters. And those people can be very important if they turn out to vote. And that's the big question in the midterm election, is who turns out to vote.
All right. Donna Hoffman, political science professor at the University of Northern Iowa. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Clay.